Dreamscape presents Christmas Vendetta by Valerie Hansen, narrated by Romy Nordlinger. 1. Sandy Lynn Forrester woke abruptly. Why? She knuckled her eyelids, wiping away sleep. Had she been having a nightmare? Snow was building outside her bedroom window, piling in ridges where the panes met the sash. The faint scent of pine wafted from the live Christmas tree she and her roommate Enid had erected in the living room. Everything seemed normal. About to relax and drift off again, she heard scraping, a thud, her breath caught. Throwing aside the blankets, she sat up and swung her feet to the cold floor. The sounds were close, yet not inside her room. That left only the living areas or Enid's bedroom. Maybe her friend was sick and needed help. Sandy Lynn grabbed her robe and finished pulling it on over her fleecy sweatshirt and pants as she reached the short hallway. Enid? Enid, are you okay? The only reply was a muffled cry. Muffled? The hair on her arms prickled. Stop? Turn? Run? No way. Instinct urged action. Friendship gave it legs. Padding barefoot to the second bedroom door, she called again. Hey, is everything all right in there? I thought I heard you holler. Nothing. Silence except for her own breathing and the cadence of her rapid heartbeats. She grasped the doorknob and began to turn it. Movement jerked it out of her hand, but not before momentum had catapulted her into the room. She staggered, got her balance, peered into the dimness, and froze. Enid lay doubled up on the floor, eyes squeezed shut, face contorted in pain. A shadowy figure in a ski mask stepped out from behind the door, one gloved hand brandishing a knife, the other reaching for her. Sandy Lynn ducked, dodged, tripped and fell, landing close enough to her friend to see the unspoken plea in her wide, glistening eyes. Enid, what's going on? Looming over them both, the shadow cursed. Sandy Lynn's blood iced in her veins and her muscles knotted. That voice. It couldn't be Charles Hood. It just couldn't be. He was in prison. Sandy Lynn had gotten their marriage annulled and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?